take a closer look at Indiana this week and what we saw, because it was one of the most extraordinary examples so far of Republicans standing up to what Mr. Trump has said he wants. State lawmakers, they're voting against a redrawn congressional map that he wanted to see in place that could have given them extra seats or additional seats in next year's midterms. David, are we seeing the limits of the president's power here?
I think a little. I wouldn't overread that. I mean, having a 36% approval is a lot different than having a 42. It's much lower. Politicians are going to get a little anxious. But Indiana, A, it has a strong institutional Republican Party where they believe in institutions. B, it's got governors like Mike Pence and Mitch Daniels, former governors, who are not shy about rebutting the president. So it's got a political culture that is likely going to want to stand up for the Constitution. And that's what these lawmakers do. It's incredibly heroic what they did. And a lot of them did it. There were strength in numbers. And if you read their quotes, it's all the institution. This is not a constitutional thing we're doing here. This is a betrayal of the Constitution. It's a betrayal of voters. It's a betrayal of democracy. And they stood up and did the right thing. And I think history will look very admiringly at them and very negatively about Donald Trump, Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, and Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, all of whom betrayed the Constitution for the sake of partisanship.
Jonathan, what do you make of that?
I don't know about including Governor Newsom in the whole cavalcade of people defying the Constitution.